The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You ever read a story and you just feel sick in your stomach? I mean, literally, sick. Well, that's exactly how I felt when I read this story earlier today that I'll share with you. Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 4 o'clock hour of the program, and my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. There is another number I'm encouraging you to call, and that's 800-YES-WORD. That's the number for the Bible League. We're at $11,270. We're very close to $12,000, and I think we could make it today with just a few of you who have not yet had the opportunity to give. Now, many of you have. We have had many of you that have already called 800-YES-WORD, or you've gone to the website, thewordcolumbus.com, and clicked on the Bible League, which reminds me I need to thank David in Columbus, who last night went to thewordcolumbus.com. In fact, according to my screen, about 8:26 p.m. last night, David in Columbus went to thewordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Bible League banner, and made a very nice pledge. And that's one of the reasons why we're at $11,270. If just a few more would call, we could reach $12,000. Now, if we're done, if we're finished, we have far exceeded our goal. If we can make it to 12,000, we will together have doubled the goal. Doubled. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673. Right, this story, I have been trying to keep you up to date on this story down in Taos, Texas. It is about a young father by the name of Jeffrey Younger. He has a 7-year-old son. He and his wife are divorced, and evidently the divorce has been somewhat nasty. The wife, the mother of this boy, is a doctor, and I've been trying to find out what kind of a doctor. I kind of think she is a psychologist. But anyway, they are divorced. They had joint custody of their two sons, which are twins. Now, here's where the story gets tragic and bizarre. The mother, her name is Dr. Ann Gorgulis. When he was 3 years old, she told this little boy, "I think you're supposed to be a girl." Now, from everything I've read, and that's all I know to go on, from everything I've read, the little boy didn't think so. It was the mother. The mother initiated this whole thing. At 3 years old, she tells one of her twin boys, "I think you're supposed to be a girl." Now, I don't know this for sure, but I think she just wanted a boy and a girl. I think this was purely her initiative. She had two boys. I want a boy and a girl. So she chooses one of the twins and says, "I think you're supposed to be a girl," and begins feeding this into this little boy. That's one of the reasons for the divorce. The father said, "What are you doing? That's not right." And so they divorced. They got joint custody, but the mother insisted that she began transitioning this little boy from James to Luna. including puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, etc. Folks, now all of you know how dangerous this is. And I would assume that all of you know that in the studies that have been done on this, and there have been many of them, these children who are confused about their gender and their sexuality, over 80%, when they get to the end of their teen years, they go back to the gender of their birth. Now, how is that possible if you have been surgically altered, puberty blockers, sex hormones, and so forth? It's child abuse. Well, the father went to court and said, whoa, I'm the dad here. I have say in this, and I'm not going to allow my son to be transitioned to a girl. I'm not going to allow it. So we've been following this case for quite some time. I've tried to keep you up to date. I had an update just a few days ago. It went to the jury, and the jury has ruled against the father. 12 years, 11 of them. 11 of the jurors sided with this is my personal opinion, sick, twisted mother who wants to forcibly transition. He's 7 years old. I believe in our legal system. I believe we have the finest legal system in the world, but folks, there are just many, 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 many times that the legal system is just wrong. Particularly in these cases with parents using the children as pawns. There is nothing worse than a parent using a child as a pawn in a court action to get at their spouse or their ex-spouse or whatever. There is nothing more despicable than this. But the jury has ruled against the father. Quote, the jury's decision likely means that Mr. Young will be required to affirm James as a girl, despite his religious and moral objections, and will be forced, the father will be forced to take a class on transgenderism. I am sick at my stomach. This flies in the face of the most recent, the deepest scientific studies ever conducted on this subject. Quote, before this case, Dr. Gorgulis, that's the mother, had complete authority over psychological care decisions for the boys. She was required to inform Mr. Younger, that's the husband, of her decisions, but he did not have any say in her choice of care. So, a jury has given this manipulative, evil mother the legal right to transition this little boy into a girl. This has caused a great deal of concern in the state of Texas. On Friday of last week, protesters called on Texas lawmakers to pass legislation making it illegal for anyone under 18 years of age to begin a medical transition. I would support that legislation in a heartbeat, and I would love to see similar legislation passed here in the state of Ohio, making it illegal for anyone under 18 years of age to begin a medical transition. And science would support that legislation. I have the privilege of meeting with the Speaker of the House of Representatives here in the state of Ohio tomorrow morning. And If I have an opportunity, I'm going to bring this up to the speaker. We need similar legislation here in Ohio. Does the father have an appeal? I don't know. The story that I have does not tell me whether he's filing an appeal, whether he can file an appeal. But this is just horrible, horrific, tragic that a jury would go against the obvious well-being of this little boy and, again, settled science to make an emotional decision. Wow, just, I cannot imagine what that father is going through. I cannot imagine what this father is experiencing. Pray for him. His name is Jeffrey Younger. That is the name of the father. Pray for him. All right, we need to take a break. I'll check during the break if we've had any calls to the Bible League. That number is 800-YES-WORD, 800-937-9673. That's the number for the Bible League. We're almost to $12,000. You could put us over. All right, we'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
The world really is upside down, inside out. I mean, this court case down in Texas. And then we've got this biological male who sets a world record for women's cycling. He is a biological male. Now, he's had his birth certificate changed, driver's license changed, but he's still a biological male. And it's all over the news. You've probably seen stories about it. And finally, we're seeing some, not a whole lot, but finally we're seeing some resistance to this whole trans nonsense. And it is. No scientific basis for it, no psychological basis for it, no proof for it. Purely an emotional argument with no scientific evidence whatsoever. But one of the interesting things, I'm looking at an article about this guy. He calls himself Rachel McKinnon. And it's an article from the Daily Caller, which is a fairly conservative website. And the headline, Biological Male Sets World Record for Women's Cycling. And it goes on for 4 pages about this cycling championship and so forth. Not one pronoun. No he, no she, no him, no her, not one pronoun. So even the Daily Caller, a conservative website, doesn't want to offend. But it's interesting what this transgender cyclist is saying. He reverts to name-calling. Instead of understanding that women who have spent their entire life preparing for these races are getting beat by someone who is physically superior just because of their gender. In response to some of the criticism yesterday, and by the way, he is a professor at a college. He is a philosophy professor at the College of Charleston. He tweeted this out yesterday. I have yet to meet a real champion who has a problem with trans women. Real champions want stronger competition. If you win because bigotry got your competition banned, you are a loser. So in other words, anybody who opposes a man competing against women is a loser. He says, again, very snarky, I have yet to meet a real champion who has a problem with trans women. Real champions want stronger competition. Well, champions do want stronger competition, but they want fair. So he calls them losers, and then the next thing he does is he calls them ignorant. Yeah, they're losers and they're ignorant if you don't agree with him. He says, the thing is, the people who oppose trans women's full and equal rights think that the facts are on their side. Yeah, that's because the facts are on their side. This is why they always come back to common sense. That's not an argument. It's the last refuge of the ignorant. It means you've already lost bad. So in order to try to justify the unfair competition of men competing against women, they're losers, they're ignorant. I predict that probably within the next year, there is going to begin to be a huge backlash against these trans athletes, because if this is allowed to continue, there will be no women's sports any longer. There will be men and co-ed. There will be men's teams, men's competition, whether it's track, soccer, swimming, cycling. There will be men's, and then there will be co-ed. And by the way, in the co-ed, the men will always win. If this is not stopped, there will be no women's sports at all. There will be no women's swim teams. There will be no women's track teams. There will be no women's cycling. There will be no women's volleyball. There will be no women's soccer. Within the next 2 to 3 years, if this is allowed to continue, if political correctness usurps scientific fact, women's sports will be completely destroyed. And I don't think that women, and even many men, are going to allow this to happen. I think there is going to be the beginning of a great deal of backlash. At least you can only hope. You know, at least you can only hope. All right, I'm coming up on the bottom of the hour break. This would be a great time to call the Bible League. I haven't pulled up the call center for a while, so I'm not sure whether we've had any phone calls today or not. But we're at $11,270. We are in reach of $12,000, which would be twice our goal. Now, folks, if we're done, we're just going to praise God. But I have a feeling that maybe you want to call 800-YES-WORD and provide Bibles for the persecuted church. 800-YES-WORD. 800-937-9673.